Blog Talk Radio.
It breaks my heart. They ain't believing us.
We the best music.
They play themselves. Why you hating and being jealous? You could be over here embracing that love. More love, more blessings, more life. God did. You either win with us or you watch us win.
DJ Khaled.
They want to stop. Move on. But look at us now. They count us out.
Time to say
they
a prayer.
They didn't think that we would make up. They didn't
think we bow our head.
Oh, but I know God is not. Oh, yes, he did.
They just praying that I crash. But those guys, they don't wanna see you last. That check of $3 million above your tax. A tub full of money, I still can't relax. Time spinning, Lord forgive me, I'm a sinner. Conquered the five niggas. Wrong side of the petition, only divine winning. Better listen when I tell you how I put time in it. Please forgive me, God did. So leave me in the dark, swimming with the sharks. Dope boy, big con, still the biggest boss. Got a kilo on the plate, send them on the freight. Or I could go and buy a bank, I know my money's safe.
They counted us out. They didn't think that we would make up. They didn't believe in us. Oh, but I know God is not. Oh, yes, he did.
See me with the ring, you better play deep. Nigga, God did his thing when he made me. With the eyes stacked against me, I could crack the bitchy. I know only God could judge us, I say that for Britney. They smell blood like a shark, they start acting fishy. Well, I'm gonna have to act a ass and they gon' have to kiss me. Please don't hate me just to hate me. Before they overrate me, they gon' underestimate me. Funeral and wake me, bury me and excavate me. But I'm so cultivating, everybody replicate me. Nigga, face facts, dreadlock, face tats, I'm the apex. I made the culture when I swim, everyday fact. I fucked the world and what I did, I practiced same sex. I prayed more and said less, God did the rest.
They counted us out. They didn't think that we would make up. They didn't.
It breaks my heart.
Oh, but I know God.
Where we at, go?
Oh, yes, he did.
Where we at, go? Hope did. Please, Lord, forgive me for what the stove did. Nobody touched the billy until Hope did. How many billionaires can come from Hope crib? I count three, me, A, and Ree. Bronze and rock boy, so four technically. I left the dope game with my record clean. I turned the cocaine into champagne. I cleaned up La Madina with the same soap. Me and Loro talk about how we slang dope. Now the weed is stores, can you believe this top? I put my hustle on the pub, can you believe this guy? Then we said fuck it, took the dope public. Out the mud, they gotta face you now, you can't make up this shit. Judging how you judge it, say we going corporate. Nah, we just corner boys with the corner office. I'm at the cap table, what the split is? Not that cap table, boy, we live this. Breezy, what the business is? We push you 50 like fitting all, the shit is all legitimate. E was down 10 for this. We just got his 10 back, then went back like where the interest is. M light up the O3. We let y'all do the Zazas, OG for the OGs. Some you niggas out of pocket talking exotic. You barely been it up a hump, that's another topic. Monogram in my pocket off the red carpet. You see the face I made that night, shit is that shocking. Ours wasn't great, we even be alive. Gotta be crazy to y'all, nigga, we surprised. Shit is too much how we grew up. Shit don't even feel real to us. OG sold it, OG called Kingpin. If those are drug laws, then who are we then? Hov is a real nigga's dream. My only goal to make a real nigga feel seen. Sometimes I make a fake nigga hate life. Never my intentions, the consequences of my way of life. The way we used to play with life, I'm now careful with the senses. Them on only jail bars of life. I never wanted to be the state's custodian. The laws are draconian. For those married to the life, it's holy matrimonian. Somehow I outfox every box and try to throw me in with great ceremony. Folk in them told me how Holly Caddy spoke of him, and bloke in them from London, Harrow Road, Western End. How you speaking to the souls of men? Those of them willing to die for the existence that this cold world has chose for them. Kick a snow off a frozen Tim. Back and forth on his turnpike, really took a toll on him. A lot of fallen soldiers on his roads of sin. For those who make the laws, I'ma always have smoke for them. I got lawyers like shooters, working pro bono for him as a favor, cause I throw them in. In memory of T-Law, I pray none of your people die over jail phones again. All his pain from the outside inspired all his growth within. Some new plans getting broken in. Highest elevation of the self. They done fucked around and gave the right niggas wealth. These ain't songs, these is hymns, cause I'm him. It's a Psalm 151, it's a New Testament. Book of Hov. Jesus turned water to wine for Hov, it just took a stove. You never know how this shit could go. Me and Biggs probably got too big if they ain't booked that low. Hindsight is 2020. Though he's getting plenty money, looking back now this shit is funny. I just got a million off a sink, without risking a million years trying to get it out the sink. Hov big. They say they don't know me internationally, niggas on the road dead. I see a lot of Hov in gigs. Me and me can never beef, I sweep that nigga from a Hov big. Hov dead. Time we have a discussion, who the ghost, you donkeys know this. Forgive me, that's my passion talking. Sometimes I feel like Farrakhan talking to Mike Wallace. I think y'all should keep quiet. Breaks my heart.
Thank God it's down. Whoa.
Come on, man.
But look at us now. Whoa. They count us out. They didn't think that we would make it up. They didn't believe in us. Oh, but I know God is all that she did.
The hottest, hottest under the sun. Yeah. Ain't nobody fucking with me, man. You already know that pimping.
Yeah.
Cash, money, breakfast, but dreams come true.
Fuck up my dreams.
Somebody gon' die tonight. You already know that pimping.
Hey, it's Cash Money Records, man, a lawless game.
Unfucking believable. Little Wayne's the president. Fuck 'em, fuck 'em, fuck 'em. Even if they celibate, I know the game is crazy. It's more crazy than it's ever been. I'm married to that crazy bitch. Call me Kevin Sutherland. It's obvious that he'll be Cash Money till the death of him. The ground shall break when they bury him. Bury him. I know one day they gotta bury him. Better lock my casket tight, baby, so I don't let the devil in. Nigga, it's just me and my guitar. Yeah, bitch, I'm heavy metalin'. You can get the fucking Led Zeppelin. Niggas is bitches, bitches. I think they full of estrogen. And we hold court and take your life for a settlement. Yes, I'm the best. And no, I ain't positive, I'm definite. I know the game like I'm reffing it. This is the card of three, the New Testament. And I'm the God, and this is what I bless them with. Bitch, I'm me, I'm me. I'm me, I'm me, baby, I'm me.
I am a missile like a stud. What's really good, I'm about that ruckus like PUD. And I stayed on my flow at cash money like a rug. Tied to the fucking Birdman like a lug. And dear Mr. Ronald Williams, to you I shall forever give thanks like a pilgrim. Cash money million, heir to the throne. Going at their heads like hair in a comb. Sitting by the window, I just stare at the stone. Know I'ma get through it like hair in a comb. Y'all money over bitches, my niggas trust my senses. And I will take a desert as the Lord is my witness. And you all have witnessed, but I am not finished. So keep your mouth closed and let your eyes listen. Bitch, I'm me. I'm me. I'm me. Baby, I'm me. So who you? You're not me. You're not me. And I know that ain't fair, but I don't care. I'm a motherfucking cash money millionaire. I know that ain't fair, but I don't care. I'm still a motherfucking cash money millionaire. Last year they had the Grammys and left me in Miami. Sleeping on a nigga like I'm rapping in my jammies. I'm rapping when you sleep, I was rapping when you were in jammies. Mel Gibson flow, lethal weapon, book 'em Danny. I'm a monster, I tell you, Monster Wayne. I have just swallowed the key to the house of pain. Now I'm stuck here to deal with the house's pain. Fuck with me, I would peel like the house's pain. Let's go. Niggas don't wanna see me cause I'm better and bold. The only time I will depend is when I'm 70 years old. That's when I can't hold my shit within. So I shit on myself cause I'm so sick and tired of shitting on everybody else. I'm trying to tell you like I'm saying something. I'm from the dirty like the bottom of my pants cuffs. And there nothing gon' stop me, so just envy it. Hey, I'll accept a friendly quit. Yeah, I'm me. I'm me, baby, I'm me. So who you? Fuck you, you're not me. And I know that ain't fair, but I don't care. I'm a motherfucking cash money millionaire. I know that ain't fair, but I don't care. I am a motherfucking cash money millionaire. Bitch.
The hottest, hottest under the sun. Nobody fucking with me, man. Hey, you already know that pimpin'. Cash money breakfast where dreams come true.
Somebody gon' die tonight.
Hey, you already know that pimpin'.
Hey, it's cash money records, man, a lawless game.
Kane is in the building.
Fuck with Hollywood Cole, I'm with Marley G, bro. Flying Hollygrove chicks to my Hollywood shows. And I wanna tell you something that you probably should know. This that Slumdog Millionaire Bollywood flow. And my real friends never hearing from me. Fake friends write the wrong answers on the mirror for me. That's why I pick and choose, I don't get shit confused. I got a small circle, I'm not with different crews. We walk the same path, but got on different shoes. Live in the same building, but we got different views. I got a couple cars I never get to use. Don't like my women single, I like my chicks in twos. And these days, all the girls are down the road. I hit the strip club and all them bitches find a pole. Plus I've been sipping, so this shit is moving kinda slow. Just tell my girl to tell a friend that it's time to go.
But tell me how you love it. You know you at the top and only heaven's right above it. We own. It's young money, motherfucker. If you ain't running with it, run from it, motherfucker. Alright. Now somebody show some money in this bitch. And I got my bees whipping like some honey in this bitch. Shit, dick. I got my gun in my boot purse. And I don't bust back because I shoot first. Meet me on the fresh train. Yes, I'm in the building. You just on the list of guest names. And all of my riders do not give a fuck. X Games. Guns turn you boys into pussies. Sex change.
And I smoke till I got chest pain. And you niggas know I rep my gang like Jesse James. Women are possessive, and they wanna possess rain. I've been fly so long I fell asleep on the fucking plane. Skinny pants and some Vans. Call me Triple A, get my advance in advance. Amen. As the world spinning, dance in my hands. Life is a beach, I'm just playing in the sand. Wake up and smell a pussy. You niggas can't see me, but never overlook me. I'm on the paper trail and ain't no telling where it took me. Yeah, and I ain't a killer, but don't push me.
Look, tell me how you love it. You know you at the top and only heaven's right above it. We own. It's young money, motherfucker. If you ain't running with it, right from it, motherfucker. Alright.
Never said beautiful black woman, I bet that bitch look better red. Limping off tour cause I made more off my second leg. Motherfucking Birdman Jr. 11th grade. Ball on automatic start. I can hand it to Drake or do a quarterback draw. Wildcat offense. Check the paw print. We in the building. You niggas in apartment. Now come on, be my blood donor. Flow so nice, she ain't gotta put a rug on her. Do it big and let the small fall under that. Damn, where you stumble at? From where they make gumbo at? Hang, got the fucking feet jumping like a jumping jack. And you know me, I get on this bitch and have a heart attack. Hip-hop, I'm the heart of that. Nigga, nothing short of that. President Carter, young money Democrat. Now tell me how you love it. You know you at the top, but on the other side above it. We own it. Young money, motherfucker, if you ain't running.
What's popping out there with y'all?
What's good, everybody?
Hope all is well.
I know I've been MIA for a little bit, but I'm going to be MIA again Thursday. I won't be here Thursday. Like, people got to hear it three times before I get to them, you know?
In any instance, your boy a little bit under the weather, but maintaining, trying to recoup. Had a good ass weekend. So yeah, all is well on my front, on my end. Pause. updates. Yeah, I haven't forgotten about anything. You know, it's been, to say the least, a roller coaster over the last 2 months. You know, some things went down. I felt like I didn't get an opportunity to address it. And karma shows her face. And, you know, you got to appreciate some of the things that you see. And then as far as our, you know, platform goes, I haven't touched a YouTube video. I haven't really been on IG. We have an upcoming webinar that's going to be on the 21st. That's going to be the name change webinar. You must be there. You got to be a part of this. Y'all need to stop going to court to change your name. You need to get this, and you need to apply this information, and y'all need to start stepping, you know. But yeah, besides that, you know, even those advertisements haven't been published because I've been traveling back and forth, and, you know, I've just been swamped. Needless to say, in about a week, week and a half, I'm going to be settled, and it's going to be a problem. One of the things I realized that I kind of pride myself on is not bragging. about our success over here at Low Life Academy. So when I get back, when we get settled, we're going to change everything up, you know. So y'all want to see proof of how we deal with things. We'll show you cases that's been expunged. We'll show you a variety of different things so y'all can start to see, like, I don't know what games y'all are playing, but we're not playing games. So, yeah, it's been a hectic 2 weeks. I mean, six weeks going on seven, going on eight. It's almost 2 months. And it's been a roller coaster ride. But I'm excited for this, you know, time in my life. And I'm looking forward to it. And once that's over with, and, you know, we can say we created some memories, then, you know, I'm looking forward to getting back into the swing of things and trying to establish a certain momentum so we can pick up. As far as the website goes, I've been successful at generating the video links that we want to be able to post. The problem is kind of hosting it on our website. So I'm playing around with a few different features, but moving forward, we're not going to hitch on those things, you know. Hopefully we can change things up periodically. So, you get what I'm saying? Yeah, we're going to change the commitment to videos. You're not going to be able to get the videos for a lifetime. We're going to change the commitment solely because, you know, y'all want to give stuff out. So if you could be trusted a little bit more, then maybe we can work something out. But I have to figure this out because I don't want to use other people's website, and that's something we've been struggling with, but we got to get back to it. In any instance, I didn't come prepared with a topic for today. What I will say is shout out to everybody that went back and listened to Blog Talk. I don't ever go back and listen to the shows, so that's just something I just don't have the time to do. However, I do, you know, check the analytics, and it seemed like we hit something in the last show that everybody seemed to be excited about. So what I'm going to challenge, you know, those that really ride with me to do is to go back, listen to the show, and let me know what the hell we talked about. That was so exciting. And, you know, you got to be a rider in terms of, like, to understand what I'm going to think y'all got or whatever the case may be. So, yeah, go back, listen, you know, stakes, money, you know, holler at me. Let me know what they.
As with everything, they continue to mess with the order over here. So I don't know what I just said that made them even do that, but whatever. Yeah, for those that roll with me, just double check whatever we were talking about. Let's see what's going on. And then I wanted to address some things because there was a bit of confusion with private memberships and stuff like that this past weekend. So first and foremost, I want everybody to be clear. I don't do classes on the fifth Sundays, and we're going to merge back to Saturdays, so we don't have to worry about fifth Saturdays. But we're going to, not this class. This class coming up is going to be rescheduled for 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right, for all the classes. We're just going to merge everybody. We'll just do one class for this Sunday coming up. only because I'll be traveling. So, and then the following Saturday, we'll go back to your respective time. So 1 o'clock, 3 o'clock, so on and so forth. So, yeah. So the confusion was people expected there to be a class in addition to the fact that I told everyone that it was a little bit hectic. So I just want to be clear. You know, we have a lot of stuff going on, and I have a lot of personal stuff going on. So y'all got to, you know, listen to the things that we're sharing with y'all so y'all are aware, you know what I mean? So in any instance, that's it. I just want to clear the air. I ain't disappear. I ain't running from nothing. Now, just to hit you. But, yeah, I'm here. For tonight, I don't have a topic, right? I just know we touched on something last week that everybody was excited about, and I think we were talking about the injunction. So I don't know what was exciting about injunctions, but I take it, you know what I mean? So let me see. So one of the terms that shows up, and I'm just throwing this out, I'm taking this out of thin air because I'm not going to do a long show, but to piggyback on kind of what was done last week, like, I guess before I get into any of that, let me just say, if you haven't generated what is popularly known as an injunction, and served that on the parties that need to be served, you are really putting yourself in a predicament that can be unfortunate for you if you're not able to stand on your own two feet. So one of the things I recognize is that I always teach everyone that your paperwork must precede you, right? Because we already know courts on paper. So if you follow that ideology, instead of arguing with every individual that you encounter, you can take the stance of saving your time, your energy, your own money, right, because of the inconvenience, and everything else in between, and just acknowledge the fact that we're not in a predicament in terms of this life experience where we are availed of such experiences, right? And y'all know what I'm talking about when it comes to certain type of brutality or abuse of power. So, and that's for anything. So I encourage you, if you haven't done it, to, you know, set this as a priority. There's a lot of different examples out there, so there's no need for me to get into that. But one of the things I always recognize is that a lot of y'all don't read. And it was interesting, you know, because it's been quite some time since I participated in something like that. And I realized, like, there's a lot of terminologies that are thrown around in those documents. And I don't think people take a second to acknowledge those things. So, yeah, you put your paperwork want to be in front of you. You don't want to wait till you get into a situation to have to deal with it. So that's been my philosophy, and that's worked extremely well for me. So I encourage y'all to do the same. So, all right. One of the terms I'm going to take out of nowhere is an estoppel. And I'm just going to pull that out because it's one of the pieces in the language that's embedded in this, in the example of the injunction that, you know, y'all referred to. So the term estoppel refers to a legal principle that that prevents someone from arguing something or asserting a right that contradicts what they previously said or agreed to by law. So that's a very loaded statement, you know, and that should spell it out for everybody. You know, when you present this argument to them, you know, there's no opportunity for them to contradict any of what was argued, because the way you're holding their feet to the fire is based on the things that they have agreed to uphold. Remember now, they took an oath to uphold certain things. So, you know, based on that principle, just that term alone is a very powerful term. I'm just trying to just help y'all, right? Because everybody's just like injunction, injunction, injunction. But look at this. The estoppel is what stops them, right? An injunction is a court plea, right? Well, court's on paper, as I already articulated. So, you know, use that as you will. But what is established by law cannot be contradicted. And one of the things they all try to violate is the Constitution. So as it is established in the Constitution, these public officers are public servants, are trustees of the public trust, and therefore they are bound to the things that they have previously said or agreed to. All right. So put it simply, estoppel prevents one person from contradicting an action or statement from the past, right? It is part of, and I just love this because I never talk about this, and maybe this is a segue tonight, because I never go into it at all. I just kind of like, I'll be expecting people to catch it, but I don't know if they catch it. you know, let me say this. Let me back up. Let me help you all. Actually, do I want to ruin that? Look, let me tell you how tenacious some people are. Last week when we did the show, and I found that quick article, and I think that was what the excitement was. Now it's coming back to me. I chose an article on one of these topics, and I went in on the topic, right? I think it was property or something. And when we dove in on the topic, I had someone write me. And this is not a discouragement. I'm just acknowledging something or anything. I had somebody write me and say, hey, man, I found the article you were reading. And it's like, it's all good, you know, because, again, the information is there. If I had opened the chat, I probably would have posted it so y'all could have read along and all these things. So it's not a knock, but it does make me think twice about the type of information I choose to share, especially if it's something I want to maintain private. I realize and recognize that I definitely can't read it on here, because what that individual did was type up everything. And it's not the first time. It's not the second time. This happened multiple times, but I'm bringing it to the forefront, right? They type up everything that I'm saying to ensure that they find the articles that I'm reading or the books that I'm reading or whatever it is that they're trying to find. In doing so, I acknowledge that, you know, seeing is believing, but also a lot of it is really wasting energy, because all I'm literally doing is just Googling simple shit. Like, y'all make this thing like about private be this whirlwind of like, you know, you're above something or like you're the chosen one or like you're the elder statesman or you're a Pharisee. He's like the niggas in church, or you're a lawyer, or like, we're none of those fucking things, man. The Constitution was written for, simply put, the everyday fucking man. And what we pride ourselves on at Law Life Academy is establishing resources and remedies that can be maximized by the everyday fucking man. This is why you all can't figure me out. It's that simple. We're not locked into any conspiracy theory or occult practice or whatever the case may be. It's individualized intervention or support that's provided. Like, it's not this one size fits all. It's go across the board and do this one organic act. It's not that, man. Y'all don't even know why the documents that y'all exercise work or the procedures y'all follow work. And these are the things that I'm trying to say. It's like, that is why you can't stand. I want to move past injunction, but I don't want to just be giving away certain things that certain people haven't recognized. It's like, y'all are caught up on these terms because what, somebody coined that shit? They didn't coin it. The fucking term existed before that. An injunction is a plea to the fucking court. You've done that in the private. You've had action and orders granted in the private. Wait, you weren't taught that. So the reality is, what's the main ingredient of the fucking document that y'all all claim is so fucking versatile, which it is? It's the estoppel, the term estoppel. Because I'm just already acknowledging that you already said these things. You already agreed to these things. You already said and committed to these things. That's all it is. So where is it standing? It's standing right here. It is a part of law, and it's meant to prevent people from being unjustly wronged by the inconsistencies of another person's words or actions. Ain't that the shit that y'all deal with in court all day, every day? Listen to what these people are telling you about in a fucking estoppel. And when you go to court one day, the shit worked for you. The next day, it don't work for the next nigga. Why? Because y'all also duplicating paperwork. But beyond that, like, these people can pick and choose whenever they want to. You know what we teach over here at Law Life Academy? If it works for one nigga, it got to work for everybody. Oh, God. How many people teaching y'all that? How many of them are showing y'all that? These are some different terms I don't want to go into. So let me divert for a second, and I'm going to pull it up from here. Let's do... Hopefully they can bring it here. It's deep. One second. Pardon me, y'all. Estipul. An estipul. All right. An estoppel is a preclusion in law which prevents a man from alleging or denying a fact. You heard that? In consequence to his own previous act, allegation, or denial of a contrary. An estoppel is when a man is concluded by his own act or acceptance to say the truth, right? You got to admit it, bro. It is further defined an estoppel to be a special plea in bar, which happens where a man has done some act or executed some deed, which estops or precludes him from averring anything to the contrary. It says here, estoppels are odious in law. They are not admitted in equity against the truth. These are things that people are not aware. Nor can jurors be estopped from saying the truth because they are sworn to do so. Also, they are stopped from finding against the admission of the parties in their pleadings. All right. Now, an estoppel may arise either from a matter of record, from the deed of the party, or from matter in pays, that is, matter of fact. Thus, any confession or admission must made in pleading in a court of record, whether it be expressed or implied from pleading over without a traverse, will forever preclude the party from afterwards contesting the same fact in any subsequent suit with his adversary. So what I just broke down to you is why the fucking thing works. Injunction doesn't define that. So the reason why you can send out a document, and the reason why this particular document done in the fashion that it's done in works, is because it stops, and I'm not going to say it the way I want to, but I will say it this way, it stops those individuals from ever coming back and contesting what was asserted. I just read it to you. I didn't say that. I just read it. Will forever preclude the party from the words contesting the same fact in any subsequent suit, meaning suits that fall after you have done that. So I just want y'all to understand that y'all need to just pay attention. It goes on and it says this is an estoppel by matter of record, right? But I told y'all, courts on paper, right? And it's a court of record, right here. Y'all can't see it, but I'm highlighting this. All right. As an instance of an estoppel by deed, maybe mention the case of a bond reciting a certain fact. All right, I'm not going to go into that. An example of an estoppel by matters in pays occurs when one man last accepts rent of another. He will be estopped from afterwards denying in any action with that person that he was at the time of such acceptance his tenant. Like, nigga, you took my rent. You can't deny that. All right. So this doctrine of law gives rise to a kind of pleading that is neither by way of traverse nor confession and avoidance, viz. A pleading that waiving any question of fact relies merely on the estoppel. And after stating the previous act, allegation or denial of the opposite party, praise judgment, if he shall be received or admitted to aver contrary to what he before did or say. This pleading is called by way of a estoppel. So let's see what else they got. They got one more. Let's see what this says. Every estoppel ought to be reciprocal. That is, to bind both parties. Do I need to keep reading? Like, I be trying to tell y'all, like, this shit is so simple. So you offer these people a contract, and you want to know why it holds the way that it does. I feel like I'm doing a free injunction webinar, right? But people won't, you know, appreciate this information. But this is why your shit works. Not because everybody keeps calling it a fucking injunction. That's why I said I didn't want to use that term anymore. Y'all go back and listen to the old records, right? I told y'all. In any instance, it binds both parties. And this is the reason that regularly a stranger shall neither take advantage or be bound by an estoppel. It should be directly affirmative, not affidavit, not affiant, right? It's affirmative and not by inference nor against an estoppel, right? Privies in blood. Privies in estate and privies in law are bound by yeah. Oh man, they were hitting on me just now. All I'm doing is reading, y'all. This shit crazy. But right when I get to the good parts, you know what I mean? Just remember, it's reciprocal, right? So whatever you're averting is binding. So it is what it is. Remember those terms. I was just establishing the fact that if you go back and check the archives, you know, I'm the only one. When I said I was going to do the Stop the Jab webinar, I didn't tell y'all we were going to call it an injunction. But to keep it, you know, kind of like in, I guess, the same light as y'all are aware of it, I was telling y'all that's what it's going to be like in terms of what y'all know, but that's not what we're calling it. And hence, I wanted to kind of like give y'all a little background because y'all don't do simple shit like this. Y'all don't take these little terms. You don't break them down. You know, if you look at the actual injunction, the way it was written, no disrespect to nobody. I'm just saying you just got to go back and just go over it, y'all. Pay attention, you know what I mean? But with that being said, I'm not giving them another opportunity to cut me off. So if there's any comments, questions y'all want to add, I'll take one or two and then I'm out, man. And it's going to be it until next Tuesday. So, you know, you got it, you say, if not, I'm a holler. Going once, going twice. All right, y'all, I appreciate y'all. Peace.